السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة أما أرضعت، وتدع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقبض العلم وتكثر الزلازل ويتقارب الزمان وتظهر الفتن ويكثر الحرج والحرج القتل. رواه البخاري وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in this first verse of the Surah Al-Hajj, Almighty Allah has warned us, reminded us that, O people, fear your Lord, because the shaking of the earth of the Yawm al-Qiyamah is very, very severe. You will find and you will see on that day that every breastfeeding mother will leave her baby, and every pregnant woman will, give away a pregnant, drop her load, and you will see the people as is a drunken state, yet they will not be drunken, but the severe will be the torment of the day of the day. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that day of judgment will not take place until, these are the some signs prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that ilm, the knowledge of deen, will be taken away, meaning the all the ulama, the scholars will be passing away, leaving this world, and the world will be full with the ignorant people. So first sign of the Qiyamah is the ilm, the knowledge of deen, will be taken away. And then the second sign in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that there will be severe earthquakes, and there will be no barakah and blessing in the time. Time will shrink. And a lot of kind of trials and tribulations and calamities will appear on the surface of the earth, and you will see the bloodshed all over the world. So whatever has been mentioned 1500 years ago by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith, we all are witnessing it. We are witnessing all this ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as we know, my brothers and sisters, on the Monday morning, August 6, this morning came as a disastrous day in the history of Turkey. At 4:17 a.m., massive earthquake of 7.8 magnitude hit the southern eastern Turkey, and at the border of Syria, northern western region. And then within 20 hours, another giant earthquake of 7.6 magnitude struck the same area. And because of this disastrous, catastrophic earthquake, about 10 cities of the Turkey got affected, and several cities towards Syria side also got affected. Up till now, there are 21,000 people already died, and the number is increasing. The previous night, my brothers and sisters, this is the lesson for us. Those people who slept, they were thinking that next morning I have this plan, I have that plan, I'm going to buy this thing, I'm going to solve this problem, I'll purchase this thing, I'll do this thing, I'll do that thing. All their dreams, all their plans did not fulfill. They could not see the sunrise of the next morning. And the buildings and buildings collapse. And those people who were sleeping early morning, 4 o'clock, you can imagine, is the deepest time to sleep. They were buried in these rubbles while they were sleeping, without ghusl, without kafan, without salatul janaza, without qabr. No one knows their condition, how many people were buried in the rubbles. There is no way to find out who is, where is. They were gone, departed from this dunya, my brothers and sisters, in this pathetic condition. We have to think and we have to thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were not there. And that's why Allah ta'ala has protected us. Nothing happened in this area. But it does not mean, my brothers, that we are saved. There is no guarantee. Earthquake can take place here in San Francisco. Bay Area is also one of the point of earthquake zone. Just imagine, just put yourself in that picture. What would be our condition? The Tayyip Erdogan, the president of the Turkey, already declared state of emergency for 3 months. More than 70 countries came forward for the rescue, for the aid, for the help. And my brothers and sisters, because of this earthquake, all the roads were broken. Airports are damaged. Even these people want to go and help the doctors and medicine and food. They have no way to reach out there. They were just cut off from the world. It's so hard and difficult that they want to help them, there is no way to help them. And on top of that, the severe weather condition. It is very severe cold right now over there. It's like hailing snow. In that condition, without heater, without anything, just imagine, if just light went off in your house and there is no heater and severe weather outside, how we shiver inside the house. Although we have shelter, we have the walls, we have the mattresses, etc. And those people are on the floor, on the ground, under the sky. No protection, no shelter. And this severe weather condition, without food, without drink, they have to stay there to protect their lives. And those thousands of people who are injured, they need first aid, they need, you know, the medicine, they need food, but they are not able to get it. So my brothers and sisters, this is the lesson for us. Turkey is one of the most active earthquake zone. Even in 1999, if you remember, earthquake took place and that was 7.6 magnitude, and that was the southern part of Istanbul city and Marmara. In that earthquake, about 17,500 people died. That was on December 26th, this Christmas evening. They were enjoying and partying and dancing and what and what. And this is Allah Ta'ala hit them and they died in that condition. That was the 9.1, another earthquake took place in 2004. And this 9.1 magnitude earthquake struck the coastal of Indonesia, if you remember that, in the Indian Ocean, and it triggered the tsunami which had swept away entire communities around the Indian Ocean. More than 228,000 people had lost their lives while they were enjoying Christmas parties. 26th of December 2004. In 2011, a magnitude of 9 earthquake hit the coast of Japan, which killed about more than 20,000 people and caused widespread damage on the land and caused the tsunami on the coast, which led to a major accident onto the Fukushima nuclear plant and billions of dollars lost in that project. In 1960, the worst tsunami in the history of mankind struck Chile. This earthquake was about 9.5 magnitude, highest and more severe. This tsunami had produced waves up to the 40 meter high. More than 20,000 people died and about 450,000 people became homeless. And property damage was in the billions of dollars. Now the question arises, now and then these earthquakes are taking place in several different parts of the world. And it's just people are just losing their lives and so much of damage is taking place. What is the reason for the earthquake? There are two reasons. One is the technical and scientific reason, and the other is the spiritual and divine reason. The scientific reason is the earth's surface or crust is made of a giant slabs of rocks called tectonic plates. These plates are constantly moving along cracks where they meet called fault lines.